We're in Simin Shinayin Beis Rab the Siftes, and we'll be doing the test through Yud Beis. The case is that you have a wall between two chatzeris, and they wish to be ma'ariv together. Bono itzdebel lamata etzel akosel lamato migova yud. You built a stage or a platform near the wall, so that the wall should not be 10 tefachim high from there. Im yesh ba dalit oruf b'meshach akosel. If that stage is 4 tefachim wide, so there's 4 old tefachim where you don't have a 10 tefachim wall. Ubolet es dalid, and it sticks out 4. Mo'el ishtamesh b'chol akosel. It will help for you to use the entire wall. We would say that the wall is an extension of the chatzer. But, aval eino choshuv kepesach la'arev yachad achi yagia l'rosh hakosel. We say that it would not permit you to go and be ma'ar of the two chatzeres as if they're one, unless it reaches the top of the wall. In other words, the halacha is that if you're talking about some kind of stage that tells you that part of the wall is smaller, that only makes it that it's nicha tashmishtei of the wall. It doesn't unite the two chatzeres because the floor level is still a lot lower. Vim ein ba dalet al dalet. What happens if the stage is less than 4 tefachim by 4? Ein a mo'el afil lishtamish kenegdo. It doesn't work at all. Why is this? Why is it any different than if you have a little piritza in the wall, where you're allowed to use at least the area that is keneged that piritza, where you don't have a wall of 10 tefachim? Say the same thing over here. The answer is that over there, you're standing on the floor and you're using the top of the wall. Here, you're standing on something that doesn't have 4 tefachim. So your whole standing doesn't really count. Now, this is Dafka talking about something that is not moved on Shabbos. You've got to build it. We'll see that a little bit later. As far as how high it is, that's irrelevant. As long as it ends in a way that above it you don't have 10 tefachim of wall. Of course, we are talking about where the second one also built one over there. Otherwise, there's no chiddush in the fact that they cannot be ma'arav together. Okay, now going further. Sif Yud. Kofa sefel shiyesh bo dalet al dalet. You took a big bowl and turned it upside down, and it has 4x4 tefachim. V'gavoa kol shuhu, and it's a little bit wide. U'miyet bo gavo miyud. And that area is within 10 tefachim of the wall, so you don't have 10 tefachim afterwards. Mutter lishtamish kenegan amiyut b'vat sheyechabrenu betit. You're allowed to use that little bit as long as you were mechaberit with mortar. Lemaisa, this is true, even though you're going to remove this after Shabbos, as long as it's clear that you weren't going to take this seifel away on Shabbos itself. And the halach is that you're allowed to use the entire area. Sifir Aleph, bona itzdeba al itzdeba. What happens if you have one stage sitting on another one? Im yesh betachtona dalet al dalet, what happens if the bottom is 4x4? Oh, im ein ba dalet al dalet, v'yesh ba'aliyasa dalet al dalet, ba'aliyona dalet al dalet, or on the top stage is dalet al dalet, v'ein bein zul lezu gimel tfachim, there's not 3 tfachim between them. Now, why do you need that there shouldn't be three tefachim between them? The halacha is that if the top one is dalet al dalet and the bottom one is not, and the top one is above 3 tefachim from the ground, then it's like the top is ba'avir, and it does not work. Avalo mahani. Now, even in a case where it is good enough, lo mahani l'mehavi pesach la'arav yachad, it could only help to allow you to carry in the wall, but it would not be able to make it as if these are two chatzer, these two chatzeres are one, and that you can be ma'ar of one. And this is the case even if you do it from both sides. Sif Yud Beis, ziz hayotze me'akosel. You have like a cross beam that's coming out of the wall. V'yesh bo dalet al dalet, is 4x4 tefachim wide. V'niach olav sulam, and you put a ladder on it, kol shu. So the halacha is moel lahatel otashmish akosel. So it now makes it that using the kosel is easy, and you could use it v'ushalote shliva tachtona gvo min aretz gimel, as long as it comes down with a sheer lover to the ground. V'lo yeh ben shliva l'shliva gimel, and you don't have three between them. In other words, it's all connected by lovud. V'ushi aniyach hasulim al gav haziz. That is that you have the ladder lying on that protrusion. But if you just have it near, that's not good enough. Since you don't have 10 tfachim till this protrusion, so the halach is if you have the ladder to it, then you're allowed to carry. You don't have 10 tfachim above it. Vimu gavoa chaf. What happens if it's 20 tfachim high? So tzarech shnei zizim, because a ladder will only work for 10 tfachim. Zizacher betoch yura tachtonim v'achas lamalim imena besoch asor el yonim. Shemoya ziz gavoa asora lusagi le besulam kolshu. V'hu shelo yeha zizin ze keneged ze sheroi la'atel sulam izalaze. If you have one protrusion and then another one directly on top of it, so you won't be able to have ladders that are going to go from one to one and then to the next one, because they're mamish zeh keneged zeh. It's got to be that you've got to have a ladder that can go to one ziz and then another one that can go up to the other ziz. Now, the halach is like this. The halach is that if the ziz is higher than 10 from the karka, from the ground, then the halach is that you need a ladder of dalet tfachim. Whereas if it's not 10 tfachim high, then any ladder will do, even if it's not dalet tfachim.